Good morning, and thank you all for welcoming me into your church and for inviting me to share in this worship service with you. One of the joys of serving as Poet Laureate of our state has been occasions such as this, in which I find myself brought into the fold of a community that I might not have otherwise had access to. So I'm very grateful to be here. So I'm a poet, not a preacher, and while I have been called evangelical in certain areas, and I was baptized Catholic, I was not raised within a religion. And so speaking here today fills me with a kind of reverence, a kind of reverence that is probably reserved for those on the outside of something that they perceive to be intimate and powerful, which is what I imagine your faith is to you, which is what poetry is to me. See, over time, I've come to realize that I turn to poetry much in the way that people turn to spiritual practice. It was my friend, the poet Karen Donovan, who once called the work of Walt Whitman her scripture, a phrase that captured how I too rely on poems, Whitman's in particular, to guide and instruct me, to comfort or challenge me on a daily basis. For even if one is not affiliated with an organized religion, we still all need some of the values and lessons that religions have to offer. And I've found some of those in poetry. I keep a portion of a preface to Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass taped above my desk. It's a kind of poetic commandment of sorts, and I'd like to share it with you today. It goes, "This is what you shall do. Love the earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid and crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence toward the people. Take off your hat to nothing, known or unknown, or to any man or number of men. Go freely with powerful, uneducated persons, and the young, and with the mothers of families. Read these leaves in the open air every season of every year of your life. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your soul, and your very flesh shall be a great poem, and have the richest fluency not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and joint of your body." I love these lines because they're all-encompassing, brimming with urgency and aspiration, as they capture not the life I lead, but the life I wish to lead, a life that, rendered in Whitman's exuberant but accessible language, feels like it just might be possible. If I can set my sights on truth and compassion, and not be moved by the superficial or temporal. Most of us cannot claim to function like this every day, but Whitman's message contains no judgment, only urges us to deploy love where we can, to thus become a very poem of life, a rich manifestation of humanity. But how to be an overflowing font of love in this rapid fire and violent world where truth is elusive and the suffering of others makes itself known in real time at distances too vast and paralyzing for any meaningful action? I wish I knew.